Now, something very important to keep in mind is when you might not even be aware, during a second you move your eyes quite a few times. You can't see everything around you without moving your eyes. You have to decide how to move your eyes. You have to have an idea, where should I be looking next? So to use maybe that's what comes to my mind in terms of metaphor. Inside or there's somewhere your eyes are like cameras. They need to be directed. Where should I be looking next? So that's the question of where should you attend to? And that's actually a subconscious process that has to decide of all that's around you and what you see in your periphery, where do I need to move the camera so that I can see what's coming at me or what's going on around me? So that what you can see, what you're aware of, is actually a small part of the whole visual field. You don't get everything. You don't have surround vision. And you achieve being able to see or piecing together, stitching together a sense of the world by using your eyes. And they have to be controlled.